sure is.
On a hill far away stood an old rugged cross, the emblem of suffering and shame. And I love that old cross with the dearest and best, for a world of lost sinners was slain. And I'll cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown. Oh, the old rugged cross, so despised by the world, as a wondrous attraction for me. For the dear Lamb of God left His glory above to bear it to dark Calvary. And I'll cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown. In the old rugged cross, stained with blood so divine, a wondrous dream I see. For 'twas on that old cross Jesus suffered and died to pardon and sanctify me. And I'll cherish the old rugged cross until my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown. To the old rugged cross I will ever be true, its shame and reproach gladly bear. Then He'll call me someday to my home far away, where His glory forever I'll share. And I'll cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange someday for a crown.
Amen. Thank you, Brandon. Thank you, Brandon D. Let's see. We've got a prayer request that rolled in. Just rolling backwards, make sure I didn't miss anything. Absolutely, Kelsey. Prayers for your healing and that Lyme disease garbage, whatever's messing with you. Absolutely, that's got to stop. That has got to stop. Put your hand on yourself there, Kelsey, right now, and just say, this healing belongs to me, because what Jesus has done, Lyme, we command you leave. You are illegal, and you must bow. So, Lord, I thank you. As Lyme is crushed, it is arrested and evicted from Kelsey and her family. Anything that's messing with her, this sun bit feeling sick with stomach issues, all these things, Lord, I thank you right now. This is crushed, and there's freedom, great freedom in the name of Jesus Christ. Be made whole, Kelsey, for your healing, it belongs to you. Proclaim it, grab it, run with it. Tracy's saying hello. Please continue in prayer for Mike O'Brien. He's still struggling with that back injury. Me and Tracy, we are declaring the victory for him. That, you know, we've seen God do amazing things. I think I shared with you about the one guy had who was in a Navy ship that had damaged his back, and we prayed for him, and bam, boom, he was just healed. He was up and moving. So God is good. God is able. God wants to do these things, and we want to see that freedom. I'm going to need a capo on this one, don't I, Brandon? Two is our famous one here. Anybody seen a face?
I seen your face on stained glass in colored lights. In pictures of you looking to the sky. You've been portrayed a thousand different ways, but my heart can see you better than my eyes. 'Cause it's love that paints the portrait of your life. The face of love, the face of love, you look more like love every day. Of your life, and I've imagined what you were like. I may not know the shape of your face, but I can feel your heart changing mine, and your love still proves that you're alive. The face of love, you look more like love every day. The face of love, the face of love, you look more like love every day. And you are the face that changes the whole world. No one too lost for you to love. No one too low for you to serve. So give us the grace to change the whole world. No one too lost for me to love. No one too low for me to serve. Oh, let us see. Let us see your face. Let us see your face. The face of love. The face of love. You look more like love every day. The face of love. The face of love, you look more like love every day.
We seen some other folks rolling in here too. Gene, God bless you for healing of prostate and bone cancer for Dan. Absolutely, Gene. So we're proclaiming that victory. We stand with you. Dan, be made whole. be healed of this prostate stuff. Lord, I thank you we come against infirmity and all things contrary to the word and will of God. As Dan is set free. Not that Dan. I gotcha. For total healing for Dan. Absolutely. Yes and amen. Dan Witt's on here saying hi to Noah Trumbull, too. Uh-oh. That's all right. We'll keep going. Might sneak something in. You never know. Brandon was thinking twice. I saw him here. And blessings for Keith. Keith actually sent me a message here. And peace, Lord. Peace for Keith. His heart's not there. Brother, put your hand on your heart right now and say, Lord, I just thank you that your word declares to me perfect balance and perfect peace. And we proclaim the victory in the name of Jesus. So be made whole, Keith. Point of grief, huh?
Yeah, I think I'm going back to the acoustic.
Okay, we're both costume changing then.
I'm already there.
Yeah, well, you are. Melody actually thinks that something's out of tune.
Maybe.
Let's find out.
Maybe.
It's Thursday night.
It might be okay.
Oh, very good, Melody. G was ever so slight.
Sometimes out of tune is just an excuse where I messed up. Because I use it all the time.
Crucified, and he went on down to hell.
He took back every key. He rose up as a lion now. He set the captives free. There ain't no grave. Blow his body down. There ain't no grave. Blow his body down. When he heard the trumpet sound, he rose up out of the ground. There ain't no grave. Blow his body down. There ain't no grave. Blow his body down.
Something like it. It's all good indeed. Thank you, Melody. Thank you, Melody. You had some nice little comments on there, too. They're loving you. God bless, Dan. Thank you. Loving the banjo. Yeah, we like. Yep, and now I'm going to put it down. To Melody's delight.
Hear that, Melody? They love the banjo.
Yeah, yes, Melody.
They really do like the banjo.
They love the banjo.
They didn't live through you playing the same 8 songs in the basement.
Got to learn somehow. Got to learn somehow.
The same 8 songs?
Was it that many? Was it 8 songs?
Yeah, 8 songs.
Eight
wow.
Songs.
I didn't know I knew 8
That's
songs
actually
on
pretty
the
good.
Show. Yeah,
he's on a roll now.
Good.
Just wait till you see him at 10.
I'm forgiven because you were forsaken. I'm accepted, you were condemned. I'm alive and well, your spirit is within me because you died and rose again. Amazing love, how can it be that you, my King, should die for me? Amazing love, I know it's true. It's my joy to honor you in all I do, to honor you. Oh, bless this baby.
Father, we thank you as you are just coming into our hearts in this moment and giving us new revival and deepening our understanding of what your Son did, what he did when he was there at that table and when he was passing around the elements to everyone, you know, when they were all sitting there and they didn't know what was going on. They just thought this was just a normal meal. You know, there were a couple things that were different. You know, they were a little confused by a couple of the things that Jesus was doing. But, you know, on the whole, it was just a dinner for them. It was just dinner, and they had no idea what was coming up. But, God, you knew what was coming up. You knew what was coming up, and you were preparing. You were preparing their hearts and their minds, and you were preparing the church. You were preparing the church in those moments. So, God, I just thank you as we use today to prepare. To prepare and to be ready for Friday and then for that upcoming Easter. You know, when he dies and then he's risen again. We praise you, God. We acknowledge you in everything. Amen.
You are my King. Jesus, you are my King. Jesus, you are my King. Jesus, you are my King. Amazing love,
amazing love,
how can it be that you, my King, should die for me? Amazing love, I know it's true. It's my joy to honor you in all I
all I do to honor you.
Pretty. I don't know. How did you end up with a melody on that? Maybe because your name is Melody.
That never happens, though.
That's right. That's right. We'll go with that one. We'll go with that one. Who else has rolled in here? I'm seeing Chris Ross has joined in. Linda Kunick has joined. Linda's saying God's blessings to you all. God bless you. Thank you. I see Judy Cotman has rolled in. Mary Sheldon's joined too. Welcome. All right, Karen, what were we doing with this one? This is the day, right?
This is the day. This is the day that the Lord has made. That the Lord has made. We will rejoice. We will rejoice and be glad in it, and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day, this is the day that the Lord has made. Jesus arose. Jesus arose and he conquered sin, and he conquered sin. We will rejoice, we will rejoice and be glad in it, and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day, this is the day that the Lord made. Christ is the King, Christ is the King, and he's Lord of all, and he's Lord of all. We will rejoice, we will rejoice, and be glad in it, and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day. This is the day that the Lord has made.
I don't like that key. I don't like that key. I think we should sing it higher next time. We'll have to try it on. We'll have to try it. Try it next Sunday. What do you mean not much higher? If it feels low to me, it's got to feel low to you. Anyway, who else has rolled in here? Let's see. Linda, Judy, okay, Mary, Vicky Dudash has joined. How awesome is that? Hi, Vicky. Mary Sheldon saying prayers. Yeah, prayers for this virus to go. Amen. Amen, Mary. All virus. It's not just this COVID-19 thing, but just all sickness. But yeah, we especially come against this. So Lord, we're thanking you for eradication and for freedom. Welcome, Gary Peters is rolled in here with us too. Bless God. He is able. And okay, I'm going to get my capo up for this one. So this was this we actually did last Easter. So it's been a year since we've done this one, but it was specifically requested for it. So we're running through it tonight because, again, we're Thursday nights are our practice for what we're going to be doing here for Easter Sunday. And we will be outside. So for those of you who are local, drive on down in your cars. You'll stay in your cars. We've got an FM transmitter here.
Tune in to 105.5 The Methodist.
The Methodist. Well, I guess that'll work. I was thinking more PBJ, but I like your I like your radio voice there, Brandon. You think we should try this one? I think we should.
Not only people say my voice is good for radio, but a lot of people have always told me I really have the face for radio too, and it's touching.
You have the face for radio.
Why? I try not to think about what they mean. I just take it as a compliment.
If you have the face for radio, I certainly have the body for radio. And anyway, thank you. Thank you. All right, Brandon. Remember this.
It's not just about the manger where the baby lay. It's not all about the angels sang for him that day. It's not just about the shepherds, the bright and shining star. It's not all about the wise men who traveled from afar. It's about the cross. It's about my sin. It's about how Jesus came to be born once so that we could be born again. It's about the storm that was rolled away so that you and I can have real life someday. It's about the cross. It's about the cross. It's not just about the good things in this life I've done. It's not all about the treasures, the trophies that I've won. It's not about the righteousness that I find within. It's all about His precious blood that saved me from my sin. It's about the cross. It's about my sin. It's about how Jesus came to be born once so that we could be born again. It's about the storm that was rolled away so that you and I could have real life someday. It's about the cross. The beginning of the story is wonderful and great. It's the ending that can save you, and that's why we celebrate. It's about the cross. It's about my sin. It's about how Jesus came to be born once so that we can be born again. It's about God's love nailed to a tree. It's about every drop of blood that flowed from Him when it should have been me. It's about the storm that was rolled away so that you and I could have a life someday. So that you and I could have a life someday. It's about the cross. It's about the cross.
Nice. Awesome. Thank you, Brent.
Getting into that song.
Saying hello to Betsy. Steve Sedich has joined in too. Kelsey. Okay, so here's Kelsey saying this to you, Brandon. Here, see, I just hear John Denver every time Brandon sings. So I guess we're going to have to do John Denver. He had to live here at some point.
Yeah,
we're going to have to be doing that. All right. And Linda, the wonderful saving cross. Yes and amen, Linda. You know, it's one thing I didn't check with you guys before we went official Facebook Live. Is everybody able to stick around to do some afters, or do you want to just run through all of them? Does anybody need to leave right away is what I'm asking. No, you guys good? Okay. Then we'll kind of do what we did last time with it. We'll share a message and we'll pick up on a couple extra songs. Okay, well,
some of us brought dinner, so not enough to share for everybody.
But anyway, as I mentioned earlier, we're going to have our outdoor worship be a car drive in. People are going to drive in, stay in their vehicles. They'll see it. I've got an FM transmitter, like Brandon said, 105.5. So, with all the cars out there, as you might expect, I am picking up on some songs that have kind of a car theme. So, how appropriate for Jesus Take the Wheel?
I was driving last Friday on her way to Cincinnati on a snow white Christmas Eve. Going home to see a mama and a daddy with a baby in the backseat. 50 miles to go and she was running low on faith and gasoline. It'd been a long, hard year. She had a lot on her mind and she didn't pay attention. She was going way too fast. Before she knew she was spinning, looking like she'd have passed. She saw both the lights flash before her eyes. She didn't even have time to cry. She was so scared. She threw her hands up in the air.
So you, was it the clicker not working
the
at some point?
The clicker has, well, the screen back there isn't working, but these are.
Ah.
So, yeah, we're improvising.
Ah. Okay. Because I saw you kind of twisting around there in the middle of the song. I thought, whoa, what's that all about?
Twist and shout.
What? Twist and shout. Twist and shout. All right, Karen.
Baby.
Melody, you want to click to the next one here? Because, let's go through it. Because He Lives. Yeah, we need to run through it. Right? I know we do. Because He lives. God is good. God is able. Yes. God sent His Son. They called Him Jesus. He came to love, heal, and forgive. He bled and died. Because He lives, I can feel.
and face tomorrow, because he lives. All fear is gone, because I know he holds the future, and life is worth the living just because he lives. And then one day I'll cross that river, I'll fight life's fight, no war with pain. And then as death is laid to victory, I'll see the lights of glory, and I'll know he reigns, because he because he lives.
Life is worth.
And life is worth the living just because he lives.
Yes and amen. Yes, big yes and amen. Who else is rolled in here? I'm seeing Christine Schroeder's join. Todd Truman says, hello, bandmates watching from West Virginia. Leaving in the morning and headed home. So travel mercies, absolutely, brother. Glad you can hang out here with us and do it. Oh, we'll do one more. I'll share a message, and we got like maybe three or four we'll do after that. And again, any of you for prayer requests, bring them on. We are watching and waiting and ready. Okay, so remember, we're doing this outside. Outside, another car theme thing. So look, Melody's got this slide up there for you. So drive my car. Anybody remember that? Okay, so remember, this is Thursday night. It's practice night, so we appreciate your grace.
Three times trying to start it?
Yeah. We'll just kind of do stuff and however it ends up working, but we love it.
Asked a girl what she wanted to be. She said, heaven, can't you see? I want to share Jesus, the star of the screen, and he can do something in between. Jesus, you can drive my. Yes, your light shines like a star. Jesus, you can drive my car. Forever I love you. Jesus told me that my prospects were good. He said, listen, it's understood. Looking for freedom is all very fine, but I can't show you a better time. Jesus, you can drive my car. Yes, your light shines as a star. Jesus, you can drive my car. Forever I love you.
Beep, 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 baby, yeah.
Jesus, you can drive my car. Yes, your light shines as a star. Jesus, you can drive my car. And forever I love you. I told my Jesus I could start right away. And I said, listen, I got something to say. I got no car and it's breaking my heart. But I felt Jesus and that's a start. Jesus, you can drive my car. Yes, your light shines as a star. Jesus, you can drive my car. Forever I love you.
Beep, 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 baby, yeah. Beep, 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 baby, yeah. Beep, 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 baby, yeah. Beep, 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 baby, yeah.
I think that was one, wasn't it? Or did I stop too early?
Yeah, I got it. Yeah, there we go. You're good.
Oh, good indeed. All right, we got a couple more songs we'll come back to later. Let's share a message, take some more prayer requests, see what's been going on. remind me this time, too, that for me to turn this microphone off, unclip it and turn it off, because that was part of the problem we had last week. I had this mic on, and it was making the making things go kind of weird.
Making things sound a little.
Yeah, it sounded really, 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 yeah. Sounded really is what it did. Okay. Yeah, really, really. Really.
Really?
Yeah, trust me, really. All right, seems like I'm missing something. Well, if I'm missing something, I guess I'm going to walk back. Okay. Well, I know one thing I'm missing, or I don't need. I don't need this for right now. That's probably part of my confusion. So let's get this out of the way. Thank you, Karen. Yeah, what's left of it. Okay, here we go. Okay, so it's been a busy week, I'm sure, for a lot of people. Well, maybe I shouldn't say that, sure, for a lot of people, because a number of people I know have been homebound for different reasons. That's right, I don't have words. Losing your keys is not a reason for being homebound. Okay, I can work with that. Let me bring this up on here real quick. I want to make sure I don't miss any. Comments or anything that is on here. So, let's jump over to the page, because for whatever reason on the tablet, the comments just go whoosh and they disappear. So, bring it up on the phone. I can actually see what's going on. So again, any prayer requests, we're taking them. We'll share. We'll see where God leads us on this one today. But God is good and God is able. And God is especially good, except for my confusion right now on why my Facebook thing's not. Melody, can you bring up on your phone? Can you bring up my page? Because I want to make sure I'm not missing any comments. And for reasons unknown on my phone right now, it is not wanting to show me my live video. I hate when that happens. At least I think we're still live. I guess I'm going to find out when Melody brings it up. And so keep tabs on the. Comments there, please, Melody. Because we'll figure things out. Very bizarre. Very bizarre. The world of Facebook. Just look for live, Melody. Look for live on there. Look for live, please. Got that one, so you should be in good shape. Okay, it's going to be a Bible bingo today. See what opens up. See what opens up. There's plenty of things, of course, that have been going on in the world, as you know. But God has opened right up to Job 39. Now, interesting for Job, right? Because Job, as you may recall, went through a lot of trials, but he stayed faithful to God. So that's why it opened up to Job 39, didn't it? Because of doing this. Let's see where God's taking us with this. So Job 39, verse 1, he said, "Do you know when the mountain goats give birth?" This is God speaking to Job at this point. He said, "Do you watch when the doe bears her fawn? Do you count the months till they bear? Do you know the time they give birth? They crouch down and bring forth their young. Their labor pains are ended. Their young thrive and grow strong in the wilds, and they leave and do not return. Who let the wild donkeys go free? Who untied his ropes? I gave him the wasteland as his home, and the salt flats is his habitat. And he laughs at the commotion in the town. He doesn't hear a driver shout. He ranges the hills for his pasture and searches for any green thing. Will the wild ox consent to serve you? Will he stay by your manger at night? Can you hold him to the furrow with a harness? Will he till the valleys behind you? Will you rely on him for his great strength, or will you leave your heavy work to him? Can you trust him to bring in your grain and gather it to your threshing floors?" Okay, so this goes on and on. Okay, are you guys kind of getting this? God's saying, "Look, I got this." He's got this, and through these times of the crazy trials and that is, God's here. God's here. Okay, I'm jumping over the New Testament side of this right now. Any prayer requests or anything else coming so far, Melody? All right. I don't know why my phone's not being polite, and hers is. Right, Lord, where you lead me here. We opened up to Matthew 21. Yep. Matthew 21, Jesus at the temple, verse 12. So Matthew entered the temple area, and drove out all who were buying and selling there, and he overturned the tables of the money changers and the benches of those selling doves. What's so funny? When the big storm came through yesterday and all the chairs got flipped over. You're saying, all right. So we had a little bit of winds at the house. You probably did too, yes? Yeah. Just a little bit of high winds. And, down by Northgate, I think, is actually where that quadrant down around there had a tornado warning, I believe. So it was a little bit of rough weather that came through with it. But yeah, I get your relation with that. But the point is here is Jesus is going through this and he's overturning this stuff. Now, a lot of people might think, Jesus, why would Jesus do this? Well, it's a righteous anger, right? It's a righteous anger. It's an anger of God. It's that you're doing stuff wrong. He says, it is written, my house will be called a house of prayer, but you have made it a den of robbers. The blind and the lame came to him at the temple and he healed them. She's like, don't you like this? Okay, so Jesus comes in, rocks the house, right? Rips the place apart, says, get out of here, you fakers. And then immediately, the verse after, verse 14 in Matthew 21, says the blind and the lame came to Jesus at the temple, and he healed them. How good is this? But when the chief priests and teachers of the law, the religious people, saw the wonderful things he did and the children shouting in the temple, Hosanna to the Son of David, they were indignant. They were jealous, right? They didn't like this. Somebody else is going to rock their worlds. I said, did you hear what these children are saying? They're asking him. Yes, replied Jesus. Have you never read, from the lips of children and infants, you have ordained praise? So the leaders were upset that people were praising God. They were praising Jesus. And he left them, Jesus left them, and went out of the city to Bethany, where he spent the night. Now, remembering now through all this that Jesus now is being praised by the people, and of course leadership did not like that at all. Did not like that at all, which obviously leads up into today. This is the Last Supper. The Last Supper, and as Melody had shared so beautifully, thank you, Melody, for when we were doing our call to worship song. They didn't know. They didn't know what was happening. They really had no clue. But here's God. Here's God coming Jesus coming and rocking the house. So we had, moving on just a little bit, just read a little bit of this one. Actually, I'm going to jump to verse 23. Yeah, I see it. It says attempting to reconnect. So the wonderful world of Facebook and or the internet is being funny right now. So I might be on, I might not be on. It just says attempting. So let's find out where we are, because it's probably still recording here locally anyway. But on Matthew 21, verse 23, said the authority of Jesus is questioned. So Jesus entered the temple courts, and while he was teaching, the chief priests and elders of the people came to him. And by what authority are you doing these things, they ask, and who gave you this authority? So again, this is Matthew 21, verse 24. Now Jesus replied, I will also ask you one question. If you answer me, I will tell you by what authority I'm doing these things. So the question Jesus asked now is, John's baptism, where did it come from? Was it from heaven or was it from men? So they discussed it among themselves, and they said to themselves, if we say heaven, they will ask, then why didn't you believe him? But if we say from men, what? Oh, it did end.
You're literally talking to no one.
All right.
To us.
I'm talking to you guys. All right, but they discussed it among themselves, and he said, why didn't you believe him? So anyway, they were trying to trick Jesus. And at that point, he said, I'm not going to tell you. They wouldn't answer Jesus. He said, well, I'm not going to tell you by what authority. All right, let's fire up another one here and see if... So I don't know if this is... Well, let's make our way... If this reconnects, we'll just make our way back up to do music. I said, if it reconnects. Is regular internet working? Let's see if regular internet's working. Looks like regular internet's working. It's just Facebook is not doing its job. That's kind of why I like to go through that other service, because I can connect to that service and then they connect to Facebook. They're on a bigger pipe. you know. But, yeah, it is not reconnecting right now from through this. Oh, wait a second. I'm on the wrong Wi-Fi. Now let's try this. Well, actually, but it does record local. Well, until it said, actually, when it said stop, it did stop recording there. So, see, look, it's see how it's spinning. It's trying to connect. So that's telling me. Yeah, our internet's working here. It's an issue with Facebook. Gosh, I wonder. What? Well, certainly not on our channel. That wasn't an issue. I was watching John G. Lake Ministries doing a live broadcast, and he had about 500 people watching simultaneously. Like, you know, compared to our, what, 20, 30? It's like, looks like we reconnected. Looks like we did reconnect. All right, well, we reconnected, so we'll see who else joins back in here. Mel, do you want to try and refresh on yours and see if it... Actually, it might magically work for me now, too. So that definitely... It wasn't an internet thing. Here, we confirmed that, so that was a Facebook drop. So, obviously, the internet is being used by a lot of people at home and other places, I'm sure. But anyway, well, I will double back on that one piece of scripture, and then we'll get into some music. And of course, we had attempting to reconnect on here right now. It's like, okay, it's probably not going to stick. But we're going to go through our other songs anyway. And if it makes it on Facebook Live, so be it. Stream resumed. Okay, stream resumed. It says. We'll believe it when we see it, right? We will believe it when we see it. Internet's, now it says slow internet. Well, on the outside chance that a message is getting through, I'll double back on this little snippet of scripture right here, and then we'll get into finishing up our music. That'll be fun. All right, Matthew 21, verse 23, the authority of Jesus is questioned. So Jesus entered the temple courts, and while he was teaching, the chief priests and the elders of the people came to him. So the religious folks. And they said, by what authority are you doing these things? And who gave you this authority? And Jesus replied, I will also ask you a question. He said, if you answer me, I will answer and tell you by whose authority I'm doing these things. He said, John's baptism, where did it come from? Was it from heaven or from men? No, it's attempting to reconnect. They discussed it among themselves and said, if we say from heaven, he will ask, then why didn't you believe him? But if we say from men, we're afraid of the people, for they all thought John was a prophet. So they answered Jesus and said, we don't know. And Jesus said, neither will I tell you by what authority I'm doing these things. So this is saying attempt to reconnect. So we're just going to go up here for music. And if it connects, it connects. If it doesn't, we're going to have fun finishing our music. So we're ready for Sunday. So who really knows? Who really knows? Nobody knows. Okay, remember I told you I got to remember to take this off. The trouble I've seen. Still saying attempting to reconnect. So... We're going to have to start pushing people over to the website instead of on Facebook. Because that one probably would have stayed connected. We're going to find out. All right, I think we... Nope, now we're disconnected. I might try it one more time. Stream fail. I'm going to click the button one more time. If it connects, it connects. If it doesn't, we're just going to finish up our practice and move on. It's spinning. Okay, you guys want to go through...
We already practiced automatics.
No, well, that's true. We're not doing it live now, so we already sang automatics. So let's just finish up on what? Beth Zeta.
Is it Zeta or Zeta? You corrected me once.
Actually, It's funny because I thought I had the... Oh,
Oh, there it is. I've got it written on there with a long E. So it's Z. Bethzeda. Bethzeda. Yeah, actually.
I say Zeta when I sing it.
Yeah, I mean, that's one of the liberties, right?
That's one of the artistic license, correct. The artistic license of it all. Whoops. I got to remember how I used to do this. That's why I've got my note on there. I got it. Reconnecting, it's dropping, it's not dropping. Ah, it's just thinking the same.
Oh, well.
Thank you.
fall from grace was a sight to see. Good turned to bad and bad turned to misery. I found out what it is and what it's not. And all I ask for sure ain't what I got. No, I've been rained on, road hot, put up with. Dance with the devil till I'm in debt. Took all I got, there ain't much left of me, no. I've been knocked down, drug out, left for dead. Barely held together by a few old threads. And I'm still here, there ain't much left to see, no. Well, I'm still holding on, there ain't much left of me. That I'd hit bottom, but I ain't there yet. You'd be surprised at how low a man can get. I've watched stolen dreams slip from my hands. Now I'm getting out of here while I still can. Oh, I've been rained on, road hot, put up with. Dance with the devil till I'm in debt. Took all I got, there ain't much left of me, no. I've been knocked down, drug out, and left for dead. Barely held together by a few old threads. And I'm still here, there ain't much left to see, no. Well, I'm still holding on, there ain't much left of me. From grace was a sight to see. Nobody even cared what became of me. Do I have to get down on my knees and ask the Lord above, have mercy, please? Well, I've been rained on, road hot, put up with. Dance with the devil till I'm in debt. Took all I got, there ain't much left of me, no. I've been knocked down, drug out, left for dead. Barely held together by a few old threads. And I'm still here, there ain't much left to see, no. Well, I'm still holding on, there ain't much left to me.
Where doubt and faith collide, staring in the face of fear that has to die. When you call my name, there's only one reply. No, I won't wait, I'll give you my whole life. I will go where you send me, to the ends of the earth. Just say the word and I'll go.
I can do this.
let it out. No, I won't look back until lost I found. 'Cause I've been losing sleep over the least of these, and I'll find your riches among poverty. I will go where you send me, to the ends of the earth. Just say the word and I'll go. I will go where you lead me. I'll follow your heart wherever you are. I'll go. In your name, the blind will see, the lame will walk, the bound are free. In your name, the darkness hides, the mountains move, the dead will rise. In your name, oh, in your name, I will go where you send me, to the ends of the earth. Just say the word and I'll go. I will go where you lead me. I'll follow your heart wherever you are. I'll go. I'll follow your heart wherever you are. I'll go.
Yes.
More practice is exactly that.
Oh, look. Stream resumed. So maybe it'll stay for this song. I don't know how it's resuming based on these tests. Initially, I thought it was a Facebook issue, but now I'm starting to think that's not the case.
Is there anybody out there? Hello,
hello, hello, hello.
Is there anybody in there? Just not if you can hear me. Is there anyone at home? Come on,
come on
now.
Come on, come on.
I hear you feeling down. I can ease your pain, get you on your feet again. Relax,
relax, relax, relax.
I need some information first. Just the basic facts. Can you show me where it hurts? There is no pain, you are receding. A distant ship, smoke on the horizon. You're only coming through in waves.
Like we are on the internet right now.
Your lips smooth, I can't hear what you're saying. When I was a child, I had fever. My hands felt just like two balloons. Now I've got the feeling once again. I can't explain, you would not understand. This is not how I am. I have become comfortably numb. okay,
okay, okay, okay.
Just a little pinprick. There'll be no more. But you may feel a little sick.
I think I'm getting better at that.
Now can you stand up?
Stand up, stand up, stand up.
I do believe it's working. Good. That'll keep you going through the show. Come on, it's time to go. There is no pain you are receiving. A distant ship smoke on the horizon. You are only coming through in waves. Your lips smooth, I can hear what you're saying. When I was a child, I caught a fleeting glimpse out of the corner of my eye. I turned to look, but it was gone. I cannot put my finger on it now. The child has grown, the dream is gone. And I have become comfortably numb.
Attempting to reconnect and connect and resuming and unresuming, so I think we're done. So if this part of it makes it through, remember your healing belongs to you because Jesus was done. We'll be here tomorrow, actually at 2:15. So Friday at 2:15 for a nail to the cross event. And then Sunday morning outside, weather permitting.
Weather permit, please. Weather, come on, come permit.
Yeah, that's right. We yes and amen. All right, catch you next week. This poor thing is a train wreck.